Do you want more joy? Do you want more peace? Today I'm going to tell you all about how to kill envy in our lives so that we can find more joy and more peace. Welcome to the Preach What You Practice podcast. My name is Josh Green. We're all about preaching what we live and getting our walk to talk. We're going to get right into it today. If you listen to the end of this video, you can win this free book. Help, I Work With People by Chad Veach. It's a great book. So listen to the end and you can find out how to do that. So point number one, if you want more joy and you want more peace, you're going to have to learn how to celebrate other people's wins. Whoa, that's deep, but it's true. We're going to have to learn how to celebrate people's wins. Now, the Bible says, prefer one another in love. And that's how we really celebrate other people's wins, is when we prefer one another. And I put it a little bit like this. Don't hate, don't manipulate, just celebrate. What do I mean? Well, when somebody does something absolutely amazing, maybe something that's a dream that you had, I know I've been there before, don't hate them for it. Don't manipulate them to try and make their win your win as well. Just celebrate. Send that person a text to say how well they did. Comment on their video. Like their status, whatever it may be. Tell them that they did well. And you'll find that doing that brings you joy and brings you peace. Instead of hating them and envying them their situation, don't hate it. Don't manipulate it to become your win. Celebrate it. Tell them how amazing they did. And that's where you'll find peace and find joy. It's because it's all about our attitude. Our attitude leads us to our altitude, Anthony Delaney says, which I absolutely love. And we need to have an attitude of gratitude. When we're grateful for what we have, when we have an attitude of gratitude, that's what helps us to have peace and joy. That's what helps us to prefer one another and to celebrate people's wins. Now, the Bible also says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So I reckon if you're not able to submit yourself to the fact that somebody else has had a great win, if you're not able to submit yourself, there might be a problem with your reverence and your submission before Jesus. So we need to watch that. We need to watch that we're humble and submissive to Jesus, and then we can prefer one another and to submit to one another. Before we get to point number two, can I encourage you to give this video a like? Subscribe to this podcast if you're new. Click the bell to be notified when I drop videos. I'm trying to reach 100 subscribers. We're super close, so make sure you get involved with that. It helps other people see the channel and hear this stuff. But point number two is this: comparison. Think about comparison. Comparison is one of the roots of envy. Comparison and envy steal joy. And you know what? One of the things that we compare ourselves often is in this idea of money. And you know, money can't really make you happy. You know, we all believe that, we all say that. Money can't make you happy. But it's only really rich people who say that. Money can't make you happy. Yeah, but you have loads of it. It's like that scene from Friends, isn't it? It's like, oh, we don't really think about money. And the other guys are like, that's because you have it. But money can't really make you happy. Only rich people say that money can make you happy. Poor people, though, a lot of poor people actually genuinely seem to be quite happy. And sometimes I wonder why that is. Now, one time I went over to Ethiopia and I met some people who materially weren't rich. They didn't seem to have a lot of money, but they seemed to be so happy. See, poor people are only happy because they're surrounded by other poor people. They don't know any better. They're not comparing themselves. That's the key, really. Poor people in the West aren't happy. Why? Because they're surrounded by people who are rich and they compare themselves to those people and it makes them feel empty and broken inside. And to be honest, even rich people in the West aren't happy because there's other rich people. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that comparison is the enemy of joy. Comparison is the enemy of peace. Comparison and envy go hand in hand. And when you compare yourselves to other people, that's when you lose your joy and you lose your peace. So watch out for comparison, because comparison kills. So that's super important. Point number three, empathy is the enemy of envy. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is If you're struggling with envy, if you're struggling with seeing what other people do and you really want it, if you have empathy for someone else, it kills envy inside your life and you start to have more joy and more peace when you start to empathize with one another. What I mean is not just sympathize, not just go, oh, that must be a really hard situation what you're going through, but walk in their shoes, feel their pain. When you start to feel other people's pain, you start to not envy other people's situations so much. Because actually, you might see somebody else's situation and go, whoa, that's amazing. But actually, you haven't walked a mile in their shoes. You don't know how much they've worked for that situation. You don't know how hard they've grafted to have that in their lives. So when we have empathy, when we walk in other people's shoes, it kills envy in our lives. Last point, make sure you listen right to the end. I'm going to tell you how to win this book, Help I Work With People by Chad Veach. Last point that I want to get to is that the focus has to be Jesus. Every time, the focus has to be Jesus. This is what ultimately brings us peace and joy in our lives. This is what ultimately kills envy in our lives when we focus on Jesus. Now, I want to read you a quote by a guy called Mike Pilavachi. He's super awesome, and I love what he says. He says this: keep talking about revival, and you're likely to end up with disappointed and disillusioned people. Keep talking about Jesus, and you're likely to end up with revival. I love that. Our greatest need in the church is more knowledge and experience of Jesus. Not gimmicks, not hype, not better marketing or better entertainment shows. Just Jesus. Don't you love that? I just think that's so true. It's not that praying for revival is necessarily wrong, but actually revival comes when we pray for more of Jesus. And I would say revival starts with revival in your own heart and your own soul. How do you find that peace? How do you find that joy that brings a revived spirit? It's by focusing on Jesus. Now, I was reading this morning in my daily devotion, how holy am I? Only joking. I was reading in John chapter 7, verse 4. The disciples say to Jesus, "No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world." And it made me think about preach what you practice. It made me think, actually, people often encourage us to be people in the public. And actually, that can steal our joy if it doesn't come from a deep place in the private. The world's wisdom says public before the private, but actually God's wisdom and what I'm all about here at Preach What You Practice is private before the public. So more focus on Jesus. When we have more focus on Jesus in our private ministry, in our private life, we'll see public revival, we'll see public breakthrough, and we'll see the joy and peace that we're so desperate to see. If you want to win this free book, Help I Work With People by Chad Veach, the foreword was written by John Maxwell. Well done for listening to the end. All you have to do is take a screenshot of you listening to this podcast, send it to me on Instagram at @joshsosocial. The link is also in the description. Send that to me and I'll get that book out to you. Please support me on Patreon. It's patreon.com/preachwhatyoupractice. You can get exclusive bonus content on there. You can get an early access to chapter one of my book, Preach What You Practice, which is coming out this summer. I've already been able to send that out to people who support me. So shout out to my new supporters, Rebecca Davis, Lauren Jubb, shout out to all you guys who've just started supporting me, and they've been able to get a new access to chapter one of my book. So that is amazing. But thanks so much for listening today to Preach What You Practice. You can also check out my other videos that I've got on my channel. They're super awesome. We've spoken about leadership recently. That's been amazing. So why don't you check that out? But other than that, I've been Josh Green. Preach What You Practice. We're all about preaching what we live and getting our walk to talk. Thanks for listening today.